Hey, military spouses, if you're feeling stressed about money because of all the moving, the changes that come with military spouse life, the deployments, all the different things, you're not alone. In this episode of the Waiting Warriors podcast, we're going to dive in with an expert into budgeting and how to make it work for you when life just gets wild. Learn easy tips and find out how you can handle money better, feel secure, and make plans for a wonderful financial future. Because together, we've got this covered. Let's get to this interview. Welcome to the Waiting Warriors podcast, the podcast for military spouses and significant others who are committed to their service member and want to make the most out of this unique military lifestyle. It's for genuine and honest conversations about topics normally glossed over or things that we just don't talk about, for those who want to know actionable and tactical things so that they can really thrive. I'm your host, Michelle Bowler, military spouse of almost 12 years. Let's get to the interview. Hey, Waiting Warriors, welcome to another week on the Waiting Warriors podcast. I am very excited for today's topic because we are going to talk about budgeting, which is like, who actually likes talking about budgeting? But I think it's very important for us to talk about budgeting, especially as a military spouse, because our situations are never the same. And it's not like, I guess there's things that make it complicated. So I'm super excited for Liz Ann Lightfoot to be on the show with us. Welcome to the show, Liz Ann.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle.
No problem. So a little introduction. Liz Ann has been on the show like years ago. She talked about her deployment masterclass. So she is not even just a seasoned spouse. She's literally the seasoned spouse. That's her whole business. She has multiple resources and a whole website for military spouses, a deployment masterclass, workbook for deployments. And now, I guess maybe I'll let you introduce what you have been working on right now and how it correlates with budgeting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks again for having me on. It's definitely a pleasure to be back. Yeah, a lot of people do know me as the Seasoned Spouse. That's the name of my blog and the brand that I've built in the military community over the past 7 years. And I've even published a book under that title. But today I am representing GoVA, which is a new company in the military space focusing on financial empowerment for military families. And by that, we mean that we believe that financial education is essential to every military family's well-being. And so we lead with education first on a huge range of financial topics, trying to help people make the most of their money and just make that money that you've worked so hard to earn, have it work for you.
Yeah. Which like everybody wants that, right? But there are hurdles in military life that can make it complicated, especially for couples, right? Because
absolutely.
Especially this season, we're talking about deployments, TDYs, underways, the times we're apart, and then as we come back together. So I want to talk about how budgeting can work, or maybe, you know, what's hard about it with all of those things, because that's really what makes it complicated, right? We're not a normal couple where our husband goes to work and then comes home. And when we need to have discussions, we can have discussions, right? So what have you, in your years of experience, what have you kind of seen as the hurdles that military couples face with budgeting?
Yeah, I think it's something that you definitely learn as you go along the way in military life. And unfortunately, it's a lot of trial and error and things that people just stumble on because, you know, maybe when you get married, you initially have those conversations or you don't. And maybe you think that things are going well up until that first deployment or that first PCS move. And that's when you find out everything that hasn't been discussed, or you realize that you don't have that financial cushion or that emergency savings. So you were right when you talked about how military life is just this constant adjustment for military families. And I think the downside of that is that even couples who are trying to be proactive and stay on top of things like budgeting and planning for their future and, you know, making themselves financially secure, what works in one season or at one duty station or during one deployment might not work the same way the next time that you're in that situation. And so it's constantly reevaluating, rediscussing, redeciding, you know, who's managing the finances in this couple, who's staying on top of things, who's being responsible and proactive. And that sometimes changes for the couple as well. So part of our messaging and the reason I wanted to speak to you today is about the importance of keeping budgeting top of mind. I know that going into deployment, there are 3,000 other things that pull your attention, but I also know from personal experience that it's really important for the service member and the spouse to get on the same page before deployment. And unfortunately, sometimes people have different expectations, not right or wrong, just different. And if you go through a deployment where one person is working toward a certain financial goal and the other person is working in a different direction, you're going to have a massive disconnect and a lot of disappointment when you come back together at the end of deployment. And the sad thing about that is that it can happen even when no one has done anything wrong, no one has been intentionally wasteful or spendthrift. It's just, if people are expecting different outcomes, they're going to be disappointed in the results. So it's really important to have those conversations, to get on the same page and to use the budgeting tools that are available.
Yeah, I've seen that like in our own marriage and relationship, and then in friends and all the people, all the other waiting warriors that I've talked to online, like, it's like there's goals and then there's just situational awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You might not know what is or is not available to your service member during the deployment, or how things are going to be different at a job or for you as a family. If like with this PCS, Hawaii's finances are very different than when we were in Tennessee, Kentucky, Fort Campbell. Right? It's a whole different ball game. And we've even had conversations of like, I do most of the grocery shopping. So my husband didn't even know for a while that I wanted to drink way less milk because it's $6 a gallon here. So I was like, you shouldn't have cereal and milk every day because we'll spend $40 a month simply on milk. Right? But we just didn't, I didn't even think at first to have the conversation, and stuff like that happens all the time because you're right. Stuff's changing. So how, I guess, what are the tools? Are there specific questions we should be asking our spouse, or are there like specific times where we should be checking in with each other? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. I think both. I think, yes, it's important to ask certain questions that, you know, as a baseline, couples should go into a deployment having at least discussed what is our financial goal for this deployment. It doesn't have to be like save this exact amount of money to the penny. But let's talk about the fact that in some cases, the service member makes more money during a deployment, and in other cases, not so much. And so I can give a personal example. When we were married, I had already dated my service member through his first 3 combat deployments when he was going to Iraq. And of course, at that time he was single. So all of his combat pay was money that he got to keep. Mm-hmm. And because he was in Iraq with 0 amenities and no cell phone and no internet, he did not spend any money during that time. Right. So he would come back from those deployments with a nice little nest egg of all this hard-earned money that he definitely deserved and he had worked very hard for. And that was his impression of what a deployment was until we were married. And then he came back from his first married deployment where I had our second baby 2 weeks before the deployment, of course. Mm-hmm. And I was not working at that time because of newborn baby. We were in a brand new home that we just started paying a mortgage on, you know, the year before he had deployed. And of course there was a car payment or something else. And so the finances, just the base level budget, was completely different during the deployment. But he, even though he'd been paying that mortgage, he helped buy that car. He was part of those decisions and those conversations. He didn't put it all together. Mm-hmm. And he started checking in, you know, the last month of a 7-month combat deployment, talking about going on vacation and wanting to spend this deployment money in some extravagant way. And I was like,
What deployment money?
What deployment money? Right. And then, of course, he was vastly disappointed because he wanted to come home to this like multi-thousand dollar nest egg. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, remember when I wrote to you about the car repair that was over $1,000? Remember when I wrote to you about mm-hmm. the toddler throwing her cup and breaking our laptop? And that was almost $1,000. Like, remember these things that I kept telling you? Like, that took an entire paycheck. So not having a sense of that reality means that both people can be operating on completely different expectations. So to summarize that, I think, yes, going into a deployment, there should certainly be a conversation about like, what should our budget look like as a couple? Mm-hmm. And everyone has a different answer to that because different mm-hmm. deployments have different, you know, access to ATMs. And sometimes the service member has bills if they have, you know, some type of Wi-Fi or service that they're paying for during a deployment. Your household expenses might actually go up if the spouse, you know, stops working certain hours or cuts back on their job, or there's childcare, or there's, you know, extra lawn care that you're paying for. Your household expenses might go up. So there's not always this automatic extra deployment money, and people need to talk about that. They need to talk about what's a reasonable extra expense. Does the spouse expect to be getting, you know, full-time childcare during the deployment, or are they going to make do with a babysitter once a week? You know, mm-hmm. let's get on the same page and just make sure that no one's going to be vastly upset or disappointed after months and months have gone by.
Right.
So I like what you said about asking specific questions, but I also think it's important to have kind of designated check-ins. It doesn't have to be a big full-blown conversation. It doesn't have to be like a sit-down heart-to-heart, but there should be some way, at least, you know, every few weeks or every pay cycle or something, that you can just check in and be like, hey, how are things going? Anything big I should know about? Any changes? Do we want to make any adjustments to what we're doing? Okay, cool. And then just make sure that you're on the same page again.
Yeah. And I will, like, I'll also add, you've got to be able to have these conversations in a neutral mind zone. Like, yes. Right, what Lizanne has said, I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but I've noticed multiple times you've said a lot of times it's not a right versus wrong. It's just a difference of running things and managing things. And you have to be able to like see the other person's point of view and be able yes. to be okay with the disconnection. Our first separation, I saw all disconnection as like a major threat to my marriage and myself. And it like just put me in fight mode every time, which is ironic because I was like worried about my relationship, right? But it's easy to get to that point, but you just gotta chill and be like, okay, you're two married people and you love each other, but that doesn't mean you're just going to automatically be in sync. And so the disconnection right. doesn't have to be a threat. It's just an opportunity to get connected and to, right. and to get on the same page.
And I think everyone has different money styles and different comfort levels, which, like you said, it's not always a right or wrong. Sometimes there's a statistical, you know, benefit. You can look at two different accounts and be like, yeah, this one has the higher interest rate. Definitely go with that for savings. And oh, this credit card has the higher interest rate. We do not want that one. So like sometimes, yes, it can be a mathematical comparison, but a lot of times it is a matter of priorities. You know, are you more interested in saving for retirement, or are you saving for a family vacation this year? You know, mm-hmm. are you trying to repair a car or, you know, do some type of emergency expenses, or are you planning for long-term things? So what I really like about some of the tools on the Edge, which is the digital platform through GoVA, is that we have a lot of these neutral tools. Both couple or both members of the couple could sign up for their own free account, because we make it free to service mm-hmm. members, veterans, and military spouses. And you could both create a profile. And the first thing it'll ask you to do is a financial assessment. It'll talk to you about your money personality, which is, I think, a really fun way of exploring, like, how do I feel comfortable spending money? Because there are definitely some people who will not give it a thought and will be totally fine buying things for themselves. And then there are people like me who will like agonize about spending money, even on essential things, and like want to evaluate and compare and have all the information before pulling the trigger. Yep. So if those two different money personalities end up married to each other, which mm-hmm. happens a lot, then like you said, it's just going to be a difference of opinion, and you need to have a way that you can talk about that. So being able to compare your money personality and do that financial assessment on the Edge, I think, is super useful. And then once you've done that, there is access to like hundreds of different articles and courses and calculators to help you look at your finances as a couple from a neutral perspective, from a like kind of a 101 entry level way. If you've never done a budget before, there's a tool that will just help you walk through, okay, how do we make a household budget? Like, what does that even look like? How do I even know what we're spending? What am I comparing it to? What happens if I forget about major expenses? Like, it'll prompt you and walk you through that so that you don't have to be fighting about like, how much did you spend on milk last month? And instead you can just look at it, I think, in a much more like neutral and comfortable setting.
I love that there's a tool and that the Edge tool has like the 101, because that's also something that I get like DMs about. I don't know if you do too, of like, okay, so we had a conversation, but I've never done a budget before. So I totally did not think. So it's like, the interesting thing for military couples is you are learning as an adult. But again, you're learning and your spouse is in Texas for 4 weeks and you are not, or now you are moving again. And so you're having to like think about all the budgeting things with the PCS and all this new, because maybe you're thinking about buying a house now, or like everything's constantly changing and you're constantly learning. And that's one of the things that I loved when I was looking over Edge. Some budgeting tools, they just expect you to know everything. And it's like, okay,
right.
I'm not an uneducated person, but I easily forget things, right? Like when you said, you know, you might forget what major expenses are. That would totally be me. I'd be like,
right.
I would think of things and then at the end of the month, I'd be like, why are we not on budget? And it's because I just completely forgot about like,
right, an entire bill or an entire category. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's totally normal. And I think that happens pretty frequently. And a lot of people think of a budget as a savings plan. You know, they're like, okay, if I can just not spend money, then I'll have extra left over. But a budget also has to be a spending plan. You need to be knowing where your money is going, when it's going out. And I think one of the biggest culprits is those bills like insurance and things or taxes that only come out every 6 months or once a year. If you're only looking at the last couple months of your credit card statement, you're like, oh yeah, we're totally balanced. We're good. And then next month, here comes that giant insurance bill or the tax bill that you're like, oh, forgot about that one. So yeah, the whole reason that GoVA and the Edge platform exist is because we started working with the military community and realizing that the need for financial education is just so present and so deep. I mean, think about the young age of so many military couples. You know, we definitely get married younger than the average population. We have our children sooner than the average population. And like you've said, we're put in these very stressful situations of living in different households, living in different time zones from our spouse, spending long times away from our spouse, and then also moving to different states, different countries on a ridiculous cycle. And so there's no time to pick up financial knowledge along the way of military life. So GoVA understands that. We come from that perspective, and the platform is designed to meet you wherever you are. So if you are a brand new, like 19-year-old married couple trying to navigate on like an E2 salary, then there will definitely be resources and articles that you can read to help you like figure out how to start that journey. How should you be interpreting your paycheck? Where should you be putting that money? How do you compare, you know, different interest rates and credit cards and insurance options and things like that? But if you are an older couple that is like 20 years into your military journey and looking at retirement and planning for that part of your life, then there's a whole different set of resources that are available for that stage. So it's really nice, I think, that no matter where you are on the journey, we have these really positive and encouraging messages that no matter how you fill out the financial assessment, for example, it asks you these different questions. I mentioned the money personality and, you know, what you feel comfortable with. There's no wrong answers. Whatever you answer, there's going to be a little message that pops up on the left side of the screen that says like, you're in good company. 52% of users also said this. So it's never going to say like, what are you doing? You are terrible at saving money. It's just going to tell you like, great, you're taking the next step. Good job. And there's a whole reward system built into it. It gives you these little sprout seedlings that like you grow from a little seedling into like a bigger tree, and you can earn these experience points from reading different articles, exploring different courses. And what I think is cool is that the platform uses AI. It's an intelligent platform. So as you answer these quiz questions or as you dive into a topic like budgeting, it'll start pulling and suggesting more content like, oh, if you checked out this one budget article, did you know that we have an entire budgeting 101 series? You can click here to check it out. And all of that is free. All of it, I think, is what military families need to just help get our lives back on track after a big move, when we're preparing for a deployment, when we are recovering from a deployment, going through that reintegration stage. All of that is just very disruptive. And it's so welcoming to have a site that's like, wherever you are, I got you. I just want to help you out, give you the information that you need so that you can make informed decisions. You can take the next step. I think it's really important to state that GoVA is not a bank or a financial institution. So we aren't selling an actual product. We literally just want to educate and help military families. So we're not like, hey, have you considered doing this? Because, you know, we have it for you right here.
Yeah. Which is like some of those companies, that's like a good thing, right? I appreciate any good resource, but it is, is helpful to know that there's not, it's just an unbiased information, I guess.
Exactly.
They're not trying to lead you any which way. So what I love though is the educational piece puts it in to like our hands as the couple. Like it's, yes. I think it's really easy with military life to think that things are happening to you that make things harder. For example, finances. And it, so because you can't do it the way that like your civilian best friend is doing it and her husband or your siblings are doing it or how your parents are doing it, then it feels very like overwhelming and then you just give up. Mm-hmm. But I like that this just kind of shows you a different way. Like it is possible to be financially sound through all of the, because that's what it is, right? It's an emotional roller coaster. It's a little bit of a financial roller coaster, but there are things that you can do to stay on the same page together as a couple and to stay like just financially grounded. And one thing that I always try to like preach or advocate for is like, try to do this together as a couple, because when you have a resource like Edge, where it's just something educational and you go through it with your spouse, then you like have the same language, because it's going to bring something up of like a tactic or a strategy or a term or whatever. And then it's, you have the common language to move forward. And that alone is like super helpful, especially when you're apart and you know, kitchen is different. So I really appreciate that. And I just highly recommend it. I don't know if you've ever had that kind of a situation where it's like getting on the same language, not just like the same page of here's the goals, but like when you educate, when you get educated together, I guess is like the best, right? When you get
I love that. I think it's almost like having a shared project, right? So anytime that my husband and I have been able to share any type of project, which doesn't have to be like a hands-on build something project, but just something that we are doing together that we've both discussed and we both agreed on, and this is our mutual like focus, it's exciting. It's fun. It bonds us as a couple, and that can happen over a distance. So that's why so many couples do things during deployment, like read the same book, you know, maybe not at the same time, but we're going to both read this book this month and then discuss it. Or there's so many people that watch the same movie, you know, you sit there and you're like, one, two, three, press play. And like, you're just watching a movie, but you're watching it together. And that's what unites you and makes you feel closer. And so our money can be the same way. It doesn't matter whether you have joint accounts, separate accounts. I am a big proponent of couples being completely honest and open about what money is available. Mm-hmm. I don't care where you're storing it and how it's organized and stored, but I think each person has to have access to the money that the couple has earned. So it's not his and hers. It's not, you know, I earned this, so I get to do what I want with it. But you're making decisions together as a couple with for your family, right? And so that's what the Edge is all about. It's about educating the military community, but also empowering the community. Like you pointed out, it really puts some of that control back into our hands. And we don't have a lot of control in military life. We don't get to decide where we live, when we do things, you know, what we're doing. It's a lot of being told what to do. And yet weirdly, in the area of finances, there seems to kind of be, maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe it's even more pronounced in the military, but no one really tells you very succinctly or directly what to do with your money, how to invest, how to make smart choices. And that's why we have those stereotypical problems of the young, you know, enlisted military family that bought the car that was a little bit too expensive at a really, really terrible financing rate. And, you know, now they don't have food for groceries. And we can kind of laugh about it, but it's also really, really sad and frustrating that that happens so much in our community. We are victims at some point, because there are institutions and companies out there that know that they will get their money. They know that a service member cannot default on a loan. It's going to come from their paycheck, whether they like it or not. And mm-hmm. so they will unfortunately encourage service members to make unwise financial decisions and investments. And that's what we're kind of trying to fight against, right? Is to just empower this community, give people the knowledge so that they can understand, hey, before I jump into this loan that someone is telling me I'm approved for, maybe I should compare what that's going to look like as a monthly payment and what that's going to do to my grocery budget or my, you know, eating out Grubhub budget. Like, how much money is this really going to absorb for me to buy a car or buy a house or, you know, do this next big thing that I want to do? So we are not trying to push people in any particular direction. We really just want to give military families that education base, that ability to be empowered, to make the most of their money, and to be more secure and to bring our community to a better place.
I love it. Okay, last question. I would love to hear kind of what are your like top three to five things that a couple should kind of do if they are starting out, and not just like starting out in the military, but like they really haven't had financial discussions as a couple. They've, even if they've been married for 10 years, they've just been kind of like rolling along, if that makes sense. Yep. So what would be like the top 3 to 5 things that you would recommend a military couple do?
That is a great question. So I think probably the first is a conversation that almost has to happen during engagement or early marriage, but just in case it hasn't, would be that discussion of joint or separate bank accounts. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not sure that there's a right answer, but it is definitely a conversation that a couple needs to have. And I think even when people do maintain separate accounts, there should be a joint account for things that are common bills, right? So one person shouldn't necessarily be shouldering the mortgage or the groceries or the gas, right? And you really can't divide a grocery bill fairly between two people who are cooking and eating the same thing. So let's just say that there should be some access to shared money, but there should also be a discussion about joint and separate accounts, right? And then I think the second discussion that leads to, well, what is our monthly budget? Because once you've agreed that our money is shared and that we're going to be paying the joint bills together, then suddenly we need to know, you know, how much is each person bringing in every month and what are we spending every month and what are our subscriptions that are ongoing? You know, a lot of people come into marriage with a gym membership and a Netflix membership and 300 other memberships that are just kind of automatically charged monthly to your credit card. And you might not think anything of it, but every time we move, and every time someone leaves the country for a deployment, we should definitely be looking at those things to see, do we really need that $10 charge to come off every month? So
did you change the address or is it going to the old place? Not that anybody here has ever done that.
Yeah, super important. So for either of those conversations, if you're trying to make those decisions as a couple, I think for sure there are tools on the Edge that can help you. And then I think maybe the third thing that a lot of people also don't love to talk about is their credit score and their credit report. Mm-hmm. It's something that I had not thought very much of until we needed to buy a house. And that was a couple of years into our marriage. And I definitely wish that I had known more ahead of that time about how a credit report is formulated, like where your credit score comes from. And one of the tools that we really highly recommend on The Edge is a free credit score report that does not count against you. Because usually you can only pull that report right. 3 times a year. This is a soft pull, so it does not count as any of those times. And it'll give you a lot of background information, not only tell you what your score is, but tell you what are the factors that are going into that so that you know how you can improve in those areas. Mm-hmm. Is it certain credit cards that have been opened too long? Are there certain credit cards that you need to close? You know, all these different decisions. And knowing how your credit score can impact even basic things like your utility bill. I had no idea, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of smaller things that your credit score becomes important in. It's not just when you try to buy a house or a car. So I think for sure those three things, they might be weird conversations, not something you'd bring up on a first date, but it's something that couples have to become comfortable enough to discuss together. And so then once you've decided your accounts, you've figured out your household budget, you understand each other's credit scores, I think the next thing and the most important thing to do is to set goals. And they mm-hmm. can be short-term goals. They can be long-term goals. You know, like, what are we thinking our retirement is going to look like forever down the road? You know, maybe it ends up being nothing like that. That's okay. But is there something really cool that you are saving for this year? Is one of the people in the couple trying to go back to school or make a major purchase or something like that? Let's get on the same page about that. But setting goals as a couple kind of makes budgeting into a little bit of a game. I think it's more of a fun challenge. Mm-hmm. We once had decided that we wanted to do a family trip to Disneyland because we were stationed in California, got that nice military pass. And so all throughout deployment, my kids were literally putting dimes into a jar for doing their chores. And it was this nice visual reminder, but also a big encouragement, because as the jar filled up, we knew that we were closer to the end of deployment, closer to this family reward. Obviously, my kids did not pay for Disneyland with dimes. That was mostly to their food and their toys and things that they got.
That's a good effort towards the good stuff.
But yeah, just having that visual, like, everyone is pitching in, we're all doing this together, and every little decision helps and it counts and it matters. And I think doing things like that as a couple and as a family can really help you have a positive impression about what finances are and how to make a budget.
Yeah. I love all of those things. One thing I think I'm going to add at the end is don't feel like you have to pull a 180 or even like a huge 90 degree turn. Be okay with figuring out where you are as a couple and where your money is going, and set the goals, but understand that you're not going to change habits overnight and just go for 1% at a time. Yeah. So that's really helped us not get overwhelmed and helped us not get burned out or angry at each other, because like, we're humans, guys. Your service member is a human. Even if it can sometimes feel strange, because some things are going to be super easy for you when it comes to finances, and some things are going to be super easy for them when it comes to finances. And the lovely part of being in a relationship together, especially a marriage, is that you get to learn how to work together. That's the mindset you need to have, is this is not who's right, who's wrong. It's how are we going to be a partnership, not who's going to win in this. So go for like 1%. And the working together and using a tool like Edge, and you will be in a really, really good spot.
Yeah, I think it's like any goal, you know, those baby steps is what's going to get you there. It's not one giant life change that you make one day and then you see results the next day. Yeah. But that's not how military and life is in general, right? So The Edge is going to help you walk through those baby steps. It's going to track your progress, and you're going to get XP for every single article and every course that you read, and each one of those, you know, helping you frame the right mindset and helping you evaluate your choices is going to put you in the direction that you want to go and help you take the next step down that road. So hopefully those little baby steps will help you get there.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. Last question. That even though this was a little bit of a different discussion, I still have to ask because it's my favorite question. What is your key to thriving that you would want to share with your fellow waiting warriors?
I love that. I love so much of what you do with the deployment and the reintegration topics. I think one of my big ones has always just been personal accomplishment during deployment. And that has looked different every single time. So there were times when I had newborn babies during deployments and those accomplishments were pretty minimal because that's all I could do at that stage of life. But it was something, again, it was a goal that I was working towards. And even those teeny tiny steps and progress and whatever little change I was making, it gave me a sense of control. It gave me a way to kind of calm the stress that was swirling all around me. So if I had something, whether it was like, I want to read a certain amount of books or, you know, eat a certain amount of healthy meals per week or, you know, go running for X amount of minutes per week. Like whatever goals I set, it was something I could choose and no one else was doing that or telling me that I couldn't. So having something that's going to give you a personal sense of accomplishment, intellectually, emotionally, socially, physically, you know, whatever that is, I think that is usually a huge motivator to help get people through those very long weeks of deployment and help you see that, you know, you're moving in a direction, even if you're moving slowly, like there is an end in sight and you're going to get there. So I always try to keep up that positive mindset.
I love that. What is a good way if people want to learn about Edge or connect with you? What is a good way for them to do that?
Yeah, our website is mygova.com. That's MYGOVA. And the reason they're named that is because of the VA loan. Mm-hmm. So you can definitely go to mygova. You can click on any of the red buttons on the site. They're going to take you to the member sign up page. And remember, our registration is free for active duty, for veterans, and for military spouses. So that's all very clearly explained on the sign up page. You can also follow us on social media. It's MyGoVA on all of the channels. So check us out there.
I love it when it's the same across the board. Just search it. Okay, yep. We will put those links in the show notes. So if you need those, if you can't remember it or whatever, make it easy for you. Thank you, Lizanne, so much. Thank you for teaching us, empowering us, encouraging us. I appreciate you guys coming on the show and joining us for this conversation. Have a good week, guys.
Military families deserve to be educated and informed about their financial choices. GoVA wants to empower all military members to have the edge on the money you've worked so hard to earn. That's why we provide scholarships for free membership to all service members, veterans, and military spouses. Our digital membership platform, The Edge, includes hundreds of interactive articles, quizzes, calculators, videos, and courses on a huge variety of financial topics. Sign up for free today at mygova.com.